Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Oh, at that part, yeah. That's what I wanted to, though. I wanted to be like, there's like a couple like weird parts like that where it's like I wanted the background noise.
You want it to be extra spoopy.
Yeah, in case anybody's wondering what we're talking about.
Is it Five Nights at Freddy's?
It is.
It's a tablet game?
Downloaded on iOS, yeah.
I only thought it was on PC.
No, they released the iOS version last month, and me and Anthony have been playing it. It's pretty fun. it's not the best game in the world, but it's a little fun.
Yeah, for what it is, it's very fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think the $250 I paid for it might have been a little much, but whatever. Whatever,
man. Hard to please. $2.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, it's Halloween, so I wanted to play something too spooky for me. but yeah, for those,
you got Alien Isolation, and then you got Evil Within.
Yeah, but Alien Isolation's not out on PS3 yet, I think.
It is.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Shadows of Mordor is not out. That comes out next month. That's what it was.
Well, yeah, Shadows of Mordor is not a too spooky for me game, though.
No, it's not. But still, I'm gonna play that before the new Hobbit movie comes out, just so I can get like full on Tolkienized.
Apparently there's a 45 minute battle at the end of the Hobbit.
I know. I'm so excited. Oh man.
Ooh, squirrel.
But the
I love squirrels.
Oh shit. Oh no. Okay, there we go. But for Halloween this year,
what do you know? We're not recording.
No, we're recording. For Halloween this year, we're Game Classy's doing something super special and spooky for our
Don't tell anybody.
Well, I'm not going to tell them, but so that they know that on Friday, on Halloween, we will be releasing something super spooky and scary for them.
We'll be releasing eggs onto their windows.
Oh, flaming bags of poo. Maybe just bags of poo.
We'll track them all down.
Maybe we'll just set their houses on fire.
No. See, that'd be a crime. What we'll do is we'll throw something that's on fire near their house.
Okay. And that's poo.
Yeah, and we'll be like, wow, I mean, I had no idea that could possibly happen.
It's got flaming bags of poop. Called the shit poop.
Oh, there's a balloon.
What is this?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, what is this,
right,
like a fucking foreign film right now going on? That's a purple balloon.
There's
though.
A squirrel and a purple balloon.
I don't know. We got to record with the window closed. You get too distracted there, ADHD boy.
You know, normally there's nothing going on out there.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I mean, besides
the degenerates that live in your apartment building wandering around.
Oh, yeah. But that's not exciting enough to, like, look or describe.
Exactly. All
Those
right.
are just people. Much less interesting than a balloon.
Yeah. I do like Five Nights at Freddy's is a really good concept, though.
Yeah, it's fun.
I think it could translate well into, like, a co-op board game or card game.
The thing that's good
fairly
about...
Fairly well.
The thing that's exciting and cool about that game is that entire game is made by one guy.
Yeah,
he did everything.
Well, you could tell because it's not very
right. But I mean, it made him a very wealthy individual.
I don't know if necessarily wealthy, but at least got him the fame enough to make like it gave him a career.
Pretty,
which is pretty good.
Sure, he's got a lot of money.
Probably. I mean, who knows?
I mean, there's a lot of people who bought that game.
Yeah, but I mean, even still, like, you think some celebrities are really rich, but it turns out that they're like making on average about, you know.
No, well, I mean, I'm not saying he's fucking
he's flush.
He's riding around in a fucking super mega golden yacht and like shitting beluga caviar into his own mouth. He's not doing that. He's not that kind of rich.
Steve, you're listing my broken dreams. It's driving around a solid gold yacht on the street.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. Billy. So yeah, I think that Five Nights at Freddy's could make a really, I think, like, we talked a couple podcasts back about like video games or properties that could translate well into a board game. I think Five Nights at Freddy's could make a pretty sweet co-op card game.
We were talking about how hard it is to be scared by a board game.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, you know, a movie or a show or a game, a video game.
But I think the idea of, like, the idea of it being timed, like, because Five Nights at Freddy's is all about being timed. Like, you have, I think it's like 9 minutes or something to survive the night. And so if you find some way of timing it out in the game where you can, like, okay, you get a countdown or something going on that counts you down so that you know.
Like the Omega virus.
Kind of. So if you just...
Omega virus.
The Omega virus is legitimately that.
Is that the old?
You have 10 minutes to survive.
Is that the old one from like the '90s or something like that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good.
The game's worth a fortune right now.
Is it?
Yeah. That's the one where the space station like closes down.
Yeah.
It's like Sector 3 has lost oxygen, and you have to fucking close it off. And if you're in there, you die.
I know. I remember that.
That game.
What's worth more?
Fucking awesome.
What's worth more, the Omega virus or
Fireball Island? Omega virus.
Omega virus.
Is, I think Omega virus is the most expensive. Dark Tower might be more expensive than Omega virus.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
of those board games are nuts.
You know me. I'm a mini game collector. I collect minis. Very specific. I'm not like an all or out mini guy. I know some people that are, but the people who collect board games are fucking crazy. Like, I see their basements, and they just got stacks and stacks of board. Then they go out, and they're like, hey, check out my IKEA organizational cabinet that I have for my board games. And I'm like, dude, you fucking put all this money into your board games.
Board game collections do look pretty cool when you, like, see them, and they're on the shelf, and you're like, oh, that's pretty neat looking.
Yeah, but it's like you don't do anything with it.
I mean, if you're just collecting them to sit around, that's weird.
But that's what people do. I mean, look at
collecting them to play.
Look at Pat B's video game collection. He never touches those.
Oh.
And he just sits there and talks about it on his inferior recording equipment.
Shots fired.
Shit. Oh no.
Hashtag shots fired.
He already started it this week on Pat's Retro Video Game Review podcast.
I saw it was uploaded. I didn't listen though.
Yeah. Well, neither did most people. Oh. That's what you get, Pat.
I forgot the song. What time is it? It's time for that. What time is it? It's time to troll Pat.
It's actually pretty funny because I'm actually going and eating dinner at his house tonight.
I just imagine you staring daggers at him while you're eating your steakums, like, motherfucker.
No, when my
it's not gonna be steakums. Is it gonna be Hamburger Helper?
No, my dad made. Did I talk about last week when my dad made me go to his house and pick up all my old toys that were still in his attic?
Maybe
I did. Okay, good. Nikki called me on that one. But I got a bunch of video game stuff I'm just giving to Pat because what am I going to do with it? I don't need a Genesis version of Pinocchio.
That's true.
He would like it, though. He'll be like, oh, thanks, man. This is great.
Pinocchio.
I know. I got a couple other ones.
Got no strings to hold me
that's
down.
That's fucking badass. We can talk about that in a little bit. Let's get into some gaming stuff real quick. Lot of crazy shit happened. We're going to talk about a couple different things. Fucking, like, people getting banned from games, fucking lawsuits. But I think the most important thing that we could talk about that's rocked the gaming world is Tabletop Gaming News' redesign. People lost their shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I like the redesign. It works. I like the scroll down.
The infinite scroll is pretty sweet.
It's so much better than
the infinite scroll is pretty sweet.
The only time I don't like infinite scroll too much is because I have one of those rollerball mice that I use for like gaming, but and so infinite roll doesn't always work really well with those. I hate that for pornography. Like, I just got to get my old like handheld mouse, you know, the regular one for my porn.
Right,
the rollerball does not work for porn or scrolling Tabletop Gaming News,
which is kind of like porn.
Yeah, for me at least. But that it just made me laugh because I was like,
I miss the green though.
I do too a little bit.
I was kind of like, it looks better, but. Puke green.
Like, polar bear literally, like, because when he first did it, like, I remember going to the site, I'm like, what the fuck site is this? Is this Ball of Lost Souls? What the hell is this?
Balls.
What the hell is this crap? But then there was no pictures. And I was like, where the fuck are the pictures? I quit the site, polar bear. But then I looked into it and it was like, the pictures are coming back. Trust me, the pictures are coming back. But sure enough, like, everyone underneath it was just like, where are the fucking pictures? I don't like this. God damn it. I don't like change. Bring back 6th edition of fantasy.
3rd edition 40K.
3rd edition. Stasis grenades, people. Stasis grenades.
Vortex bombs.
Yeah. Fucking. Bring back Gorkamorka. Where are the squats?
I want the special rules.
The fucking anthem of the Grognard gamer. Fucking bring back the squats. Do you know, like, the band? You know the band Primus, right? You've heard of Primus.
They're the band that has the album Pork Soda, if I am not mistaken.
Yeah, they also just did a you'll like this, and I think so will Nikki, is that they just did a remake of the classic Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory soundtrack, Primus, like, as done by Primus. It's pretty fun. And I know that you guys are a big fan of that. But on the internet, it's like, you know, like, one Primus fan, another one, because people who are Primus fans always say, Primus sucks. Because, you know, everyone will always say they're a fan of Primus. Oh, Primus is awesome. But true Primus fans will look at each other and say, Primus sucks. You know, and it's kind of dumb. But that's the way the GW, like, fans, like Grognards, recognize each other. When they're like, bring back the squats. And like, this guy knows what's up. Fucking squats and shit.
I bet you listen to Winger. Although I'm not sure why you think I like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because I do not.
You don't like Willy Wonka? I thought that's something you would like.
No.
Neither? Oh, wow.
Except for Gene Wilder going, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, that is...
You lose.
Yeah, that's good. I enjoy that immensely.
Yeah. What about the tunnel ride?
The tunnel ride's all right.
Going. I like Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory. I think it's fucking weird as shit. Especially now that I'm older and watching
I'll do the Ayn Rand thing. Be like, that degenerate old man sitting in his bed doing nothing. Then when he hears of the opportunity for free things, he gets up and kicks his feet and says, oh, hey, let's go. He was able-bodied enough to go to the fucking factory. He was able-bodied enough to get a goddamn job.
Yeah, Grandpa Joe is kind of a dick. I normally would disagree with Ayn Rand, but she's right on that one. Fucking A. The four fucking moochers lying in that bed doing nothing. And all of a sudden it's like Charlie comes and he's like, I got a golden ticket. And Grandpa Joe's like, fuck yeah, let's go. Yeah,
he's just laying in bed. Then he hops up and he's like, woohoo.
And then he's all like, let's just drink some fizzy lifting soda. Well, he said we shouldn't. Well, fuck him. I'm a degenerate. I'm going to drink some fizzy lifting soda.
Ayn Rand collected Social Security.
Well, I'm not so saying I normally would disagree with her, but I would agree with her on Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory. I don't know if she's ever saw it. Dear diary, December 12th, 1979, saw Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I'd probably be more German, probably, right?
Yeah,
I don't
she's know. German.
Saw Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Did not like socialists. Okay, so in actual gaming news.
We were invited. No, you weren't. You invaded. No, we were invited. Punch was served.
What do you want to talk about first? Magic or Chapter House?
Let's do Chapter House first.
Okay.
Because it's outrageous.
It's outrageous. Actually, it's not that outrageous. It's just more BS on both fronts. From what I hear, this is a little bit on Chapter House's side. As you know, I will always be against GW, the corporate conglomerate, but Chapter House seems like it's like being a little silly. So there's another thing going on with Chapter House being sued by Games Workshop yet again. Games Workshop did technically win the last lawsuit. The terms of winning, but they won technically. All right, so here's the basic points that's been going on. At the jury trial, GW's lawyer stated they didn't really want any punitive damages. They just wanted the judgment of $25,000 $25,000, which was... I guess less than what they were suing for, but that was what the judgment was, $25,000.
Right.
They don't want Chapter House to go out of business. But that's what, you know, they just want their money. They want their judgment. So I guess the judge froze Chapter House's assets. So now Chapter House can't get out any of the orders that they currently have or anything like that. So Chapter House is going through the legal process of getting their assets unfrozen.
How are you supposed to pay someone money back if your assets get frozen?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I was thinking about going to become a lawyer, but then I was like,
You realized your soul wasn't quite black enough?
Oh, it's black, sir. My soul is plenty black enough
said
to be a lawyer.
Enough.
Oh, enough. Okay, yeah. You know, actually,
you know, for someone who wanted to be a lawyer, you really miss the tiny little details like that.
It's true.
You'd get blown out in court.
I wouldn't be a court lawyer. I'd probably just be, you know, one of those guys who sits there behind a desk all day like I do now. Fucking lawyers. Actually, my family is like a family of lawyers. Like my dad.
That explains a lot.
My dad is the only like cousin out of like the entire side of my side of the family that's not a lawyer. Like everyone else is fucking like got like in fucking law firms and everything else. He's just like, I'm going to work over at the Standard Oil plant. You know, more power to him. He makes just as much money as they do. So, but yeah, my favorite thing I read about this, though, was that Chapter House, you know, they have pro bono representation. They're getting all of the representation for free in this lawsuit because that's how bad Games Workshop has gotten, that people are just like, fuck it. You don't have to pay us. We just want to take down Games Workshop. They're getting pro bono.
I bet Chapter House's lawyers are just like, I can't believe they fucking ruined Tyranids. Like, we're gonna take him down.
Holy shit, that guy we made fun of over at the bunker all the time is like a fucking high powered lawyer. Which is really funny.
Man, we're about to get shit on.
One of the guys I did commissions for was a lawyer, or is a lawyer. And like, he's like I don't want to say ambulance chaser because that's a little derogative of what he is, but it's kind of like that. So he's got like this huge giant office. Like, he's got almost an entire floor in a downtown skyscraper of Chicago to his law firm, which he's a partner in. And so he would just pay me ridiculous amounts of money to paint his figures. But I'm like, shit, people, that does exist. It probably is some pro bono lawyer who's like, fucking, I can't believe they fucking didn't bring squats back in third edition.
He's some disgruntled XGW player. He's like, those sons of bitches, we're going to take them down, buddy.
And then Tom Kirby says that they spent an indecent amount of money on this case, that we're not getting anything back. So, I mean, once again, why is Games Workshop doing so poorly? Dun, 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 dun.
Mm. Wow. Sad tube of noise prices, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just so stupid. But, you know, but from what I hear, Chapter House is being kind of dicks about the whole thing, too. You know, but they're like,
I mean, they did get their fucking assets frozen for apparently no reason.
Well, they probably haven't. They didn't pay the settlement.
Right, but I mean, those are usually done in some sort of like structured plan.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the whole thing ends out with Games Workshop and Chapter House are supposed to come to some good faith agreement on how to do this, how they're supposed to do it. No one has said, but that's the whole point to it. Yeah, you know, whatever. It's fucking Games Workshop. It's they're suing themselves into oblivion at this point.
Yes.
Yeah. So who the fuck gives a care? But to add on to that, the new fucking Nurgle models for Games Workshop are really fucking cool.
Oh yeah, those big guys. Those guys are
sweet.
Oh
my god!
I don't like the legs on the rider. They're like really, really splayed out.
Well,
like,
maybe
kind of like too much. So I was
He has gotten reamed by the unholy power of chaos. So
yeah, I was just kind of like, that was a disappointment. But other than that, like the figures are pretty.
Did you see the new guy? The new big guy. He's like the
dude who's riding the two guys riding on the big monster.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah,
that guy's fucking sweet.
That guy's
he's
super
like
cool.
He's like the new like
Greater Demon.
Well, the what's it called?
Special character.
Yeah, because their last one
is a Greater Demon special character.
Yeah, for the end times they did Nagash Skullgash the Ever Skulling.
Skullgash,
and this guy is I don't know.
And they did manage to put skulls in some of the barf streams on the Nurgle figures.
They barf streams on the Nurgle figures.
Yeah, some of them, they have skulls in there. They managed to just cram it in.
What's this guy's name? Glotkin?
I don't know.
Yeah,
He's Glotkin the Too Expensive, I'm sure.
So we got Skullgash the Ever Skulling and Glotkin the
Too Expensive.
The Too Expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I didn't look at the prices, obviously. I don't care.
Well, I mean, he's probably going to be equivalent to the price of Nagash.
So 200 bucks?
Yeah, about 200 bones. It's a fucking sweet-ass model,
yeah,
though.
It's cool, but like, it's for fantasy, so nobody fucking cares.
Yeah, no one's going to buy it.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, I would if
I mean, even people I know who like still play Workshop, nobody plays fantasy anymore. Yeah. Like I know a couple of people who used to be pretty big on fantasy, and they've since sold their fantasy armies and bought 40K ones.
I'm still gonna hold out because I have faith that someday fantasy will return to its former glory.
Having faith in Games Workshop is a foolish endeavor.
You know,
you're a silly sad man.
I'm Polish, so my ancestors' empire has risen and fallen several times, and I just have that feeling inside my gut that someday the glory of Poland will return, and someday the glory of Warhammer will return.
Your hopes are going to pop like a sausage.
They're going to pop like in September of 1939, essentially.
Yeah.
But, new Dark Age figures. Well, this guy's pretty cool looking.
Oh, is that for the new faction?
The big guy.
Yeah, that's for the, that's new. Those are for the, Skarsgård.
Skarsgård!
Those guys are sweet.
Peter Skarsgård?
Alexander Skarsgård.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah, not Peter.
Well, what about Stellan?
Stellan!
He was in Thor, and he was naked. Okay, so, next big news.
You know what's sweet about Dark Age? You can kick guys off of buildings.
This is Sparta!
It's pretty awesome.
This is Game Classic!
Putting like traps and stuff on the battlefield's really cool. Do like spike pits and stuff.
I mean, you can't necessarily do that in Relic Knights, but I think you would like the rule set a little bit. Download the free PDF.
Yeah, I know like there's like the card thing.
Yeah, it's a little similar to Dark Age. Not too much.
Yeah.
But it's... the basic. It's, I think you'd like
it's like Arena Rex. I like Arena Rex and Dark Age are like my favorite like skirmish games because they have the they both have a lot of the this feels like something you should be able to do and you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, like in Arena Rex you can do, and like you could in Dark Age, both games, you can play in an arena that's enclosed that has spikes on the walls. And if you throw dudes into the spikes, they have rules for what happens to those dudes. Most likely they die.
Yeah, I just wish Arena Rex wasn't like, what is it, 30-35s? It's big.
They're not really that big. I saw them in person, and like I know the scale is bigger, but...
they're probably just 32s.
Not really. Like, they're bigger than, you know, they have a lot of good detail, but they don't appear to be like anything extra large, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They're cool, though. They're really cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I fucking love fucking Arena Rex.
And apparently you need, like, six figures.
Yeah.
Which is sweet.
Yeah, the Arena Rex. I'm like, well, Arena Rex, you know, I give Dark Age some shit, but I do like what they do. And, like, I love all those games. I just wish that more games would get out from Cool Mini or Not.
Mm.
I like, Cool Mini or Not bugs me in a lot of ways because I love them as a company because they take a lot of chances. They do a lot of great things with them, but sometimes they just seem like a little skeevy to me.
Apparently they are. That's what I heard.
But I mean, they do such cool things and they promote such cool things that I don't mind it as
well. I've heard they were very skeevy in the past and since their reformation into the current Cool Mini or Not, they have yet to be skeevy again.
Okay.
But the possibility always exists.
The possibility. Well, I mean, like...
Dark... I mean, it's just like Defiant.
Well, Defiant still is skeevy.
Defiant's always been skeevy. Defiant's not only defrauded other game companies, they've also defrauded people.
And Defiant is the only game company that's defrauded Defiant. Let's just be honest. Yes,
it's true.
They're the only game company that defrauded themselves.
Yep.
I mean, well, like, look at what Mearsminis did. Because they had a bad fucking reputation for a long time.
Yeah, because the store they were operating closed and didn't pay any of their bills.
Yeah, but now, like, apparently they're just on fire when it comes to...
Their figures are fucking awesome. That's why.
Well, the figures are fucking awesome, and they're delivering. So that's the big thing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Magic before I get into any of the other stuff. You can probably fill me in. I didn't even take any notes on what's been going on there. Because I'm like, you know what? Steve has probably been following this and masturbating while reading it.
I didn't even need to. I just climaxed. I didn't even need to touch it. I just, hands flat on the table, and I was just like, oh! Yeah, it was impressive.
So good.
Wait. Oh.
That sounded like you shit your pants right there.
I was taking a bit of a gamble. But I won. I rolled a 7.
All right, so tell me what's going on there. All right,
so
Magic.
There's two big things.
Two. I only know of the one.
Yes, though there's the Meltdown and there's the Repeat Offender.
Okay.
We will go with the Meltdown first.
Magic banned me.
No, wait. I gotta bring this up real quick.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm old. I'm an old guy. I'm in my 30s at this point. I'm heading towards the mid part of the 30s. I'm still on the lower end of the 30, but when I see like this going on and all this shit going on with League of Legends,
where's your browser?
Oh. There you go. Sorry about that for the dead air.
We don't even care about the dead air.
Yeah.
Come on.
But I mean, like, when I see, like, shit like this and League of Legends and crap like that, I'm just like, fucking shit, I do not, like, why are people crying about this? You got banned from Magic the Gathering. Now, for some people, that's a big deal because they have a lot large investment in it.
Also, they make a lot of money off of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of money involved. I mean, even if there is money made involved with it, it's like, it's like, this is a game. It's not a sport. It's like, and even if you treat it like a sport, who gives a fuck?
There's a couple people who play it for like career.
I know,
and like they make a lot of them. Like this guy's not in particularly that, but if one of those people who actually play for a living, essentially, like they're the player writer. If they got banned, you know, they'd be destitute. They'd have to
find a real job. But I mean, it's the same thing of like. They're not impressive to me in any way, shape, or form. That it's like, oh, I play this for like a fucking living. I'm like, I don't give a fucking shit if you play this for a living.
They're not trying to impress you, Joe.
Well, sometimes they are. That's the problem. And like, people are telling me like, no, this is a big fucking deal. No, it's not a big deal. Okay, one of my a great sports example is that one day I was at a bar with some friends and we were just fucking drinking, and they had a playoff game for the footballers. They had a playoff game on, and I'm like, why the fuck is like the volume so goddamn loud? I don't. Is no one cares? This isn't that important of a. It's not that important. And he goes, and one of my friends said, well, actually, this is a pretty important fucking, and this is a pretty important game. I'm like, what, is this going to solve the Israeli-Palestine conflict? Who gives a fuck? It's not that important in the grand scheme of things.
It's a huge deal.
It's a huge fucking deal. The Baltimore Ravens are going to fucking fly to the moon and fucking take shit on it. That's how important of a game this is.
I mean,
did you
pull fly this? Me to the moon have and you take this? A shit upon it. I'm going to
go. This is taking forever, Steve.
Why can't you look at the messages? Wait, I found it.
Okay. All right. Steve's taking forever. I wish I would have had this planned more often.
Yeah, because I wanted to read it verbatim. I mean, we could always just, you know, you could just like chop this out or leave it in, whatever.
But that means I have to do work, and I don't fucking want to do that.
Eh, you know, whatevs.
I already told my playoff story. I got nothing else.
Your playoff story. I cannot figure out why you can't look at the messages that...
Here, give it to me. Not, I can... Is it game classy?
Yeah. It's Angel sent us the file.
Okay, hold on a second.
I should have just grabbed my phone, because it's right there. I really dropped the ball.
Yes, you did.
But yeah, that's okay. I'll talk about the other guy first. I'll talk about the repeat offender while you're looking for this. So, there's a dude named Alex Bertoncini.
Okay.
And he was playing in the Star City Games Open Series, the 5Ks and et cetera. And he was doing really, really well. And he was well-liked. You know, he's a nice guy, et cetera. And he ended up being the Star City Games Player of the Year and won their big invitational tournament for $10,000 and a set of the Magic Power 9, which includes Black Lotus, all the Moxes, Time Walk, et cetera. So significant winnings. And he just won a lot. And eventually, people started going like, you know, that guy's cheating. Like, he's actually a cheater. Because they caught him cheating on camera multiple times. And then they basically ran a campaign of, like, going through every match he's ever been on camera and finding where he's cheating.
What's he doing? Is he, like, counting cards or something?
No. Counting cards is not cheating in Magic.
Was he like got stuff like stuffed up his sleeve, like some sort of like old-timey gambler
essentially? So he would be playing example,
don't draw from the bottom. Stop drawing from the bottom.
He would play extra lands.
Okay.
So he'd have extra mana, so he'd get a turn advantage. He'd draw extra cards.
He'd draw from the bottom, wouldn't he?
No, he didn't do stacking. Like, if you're if you're not being caught drawing extra cards, like, you're gonna win. You know, like, if you're drawing a bunch of extra cards, you're just gonna win. And the other thing he did is he played game ones with sideboarded cards, because in Magic you play 2 out of 3, and in the second and third games you have access to 15 additional cards that you can put in your deck and replace other cards. So if you're playing a red deck and I'm playing a blue deck and I've got a card in my sideboard that says like shit on red cards, I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna bring that in, so I'll play against you. And then like I'm like, ha, I brought this card that shits on red cards.
Yeah.
He was playing with those in his deck against a matchup where they'd be very important.
That's it's, and he got away with it for a long time, right?
Well, it's because he was good.
Yeah,
and he was super friendly. Like, most people would not suspect him because he was a super nice guy.
That's the way I play. I play really nice all the time, but I cheat savagely. Like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I just ask.
That's how you get away with it.
Just ask Dwayne when we play our average game of Bolt Action. It's like he never realized I just cheat the fuck.
Yeah.
Oh wait, shit. He listens to this. Fuck.
Well, you've really wrecked it.
He's gonna fucking get on my case.
Yeah. So he was super nice. Yeah. And like people were like, no, he didn't cheat, so nice. And then eventually enough evidence was found on camera, and they're like, yeah, this guy actually is a savage cheater.
They should have like a fucking pit boss come over for the fucking games.
He got suspended
for 4 years, right? Something like
well
that?
The first time he was suspended for 3 or 2 years. I don't know. He was banned for a while.
Yeah.
He just recently came back.
Yeah.
And
got banned again
for 4 years.
Because he cheated
he
again.
He was drawing extra cards. He was keeping cards and saying, yeah, he's a scumbag.
Man, he's going to be regulated to those backroom fucking Magic games.
No.
With the Russians.
The thing about it, if you're playing everywhere that runs Magic tournaments, runs them sanctioned, very rarely are they unsanctioned.
Well, that's what
so
I'm saying.
So you can't play.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be in those backroom unsanctioned Magic games that you hear about
but
all
those,
the time.
Those don't exist.
Well, that's what they want you to know. I mean, like, they're going to fucking, like, the Russians are going to be like, you're drawing extra cards, comrade. And then they just fucking break his hand. Fucking like, it's like, we caught you pulling extra lands. You know, we do the people who play extra lands. And they fucking pull up the card and
yeah, I mean, it is a big deal.
He's like, not my moxes!
And it is a big deal because he's literally stealing money from people.
Yeah.
You know, he's walking away with 10 Gs and stuff. Although they didn't give him the 10 Gs. They ended up taking it back and giving it to charity.
Whatever. It's his own damn fault.
I mean, yes, he's deservedly banned. And that's why
I'm looking forward to hearing about him getting his legs broken by the Russian mafia for playing in those unsanctioned Magic tournaments, cheating.
The underground Magic circuit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's like fucking Rounders and shit.
Oh,
where the one guy who's playing, like, it's like, look, every time
I've never seen Rounders.
Oh, you never seen Rounders?
No.
Shitty poker movie. Like, nice. It's part of the reason I hate poker as a whole.
Specifically Rounders?
Yeah, because people like love Rounders and I'm like, this is the worst movie ever. And I'm not a huge fan of poker to begin with. I think poker is like a very overrated card game. I'm like, all the cards don't do anything. It's just like a three of hearts. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't get you to play extra cards. But
Texas Hold'em is pretty fun if you're playing with friends.
It is. No, I don't like to play Texas Hold'em with friends. It's worse with friends. And you know why it's worse with friends? Because you're playing for a pot of all of $20, and they're playing their fucking balls off to win the $20. I'm like, I don't have 7 hours to sit here and play for $20. Here, take the money. I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go jerk off.
Why don't you just play better then?
I mean, I just don't have the patience
just
for it.
Take them all out.
No, but Rounders.
Just be like, first hand, just go all in.
That's kind of what I do. Me and Pat, the first time I ever met Pat B, we were playing poker. And I had like, it was like one of those epic like poker moments where I had like, I think I had three of a kind and he ended up having like a straight. And I was just like, God damn it. I thought I had the hand, but whatever. He'll tell the story better. He remembers it because he beat me. So I tried to forget it because I lost the hand. But he remembers every gory detail. But no, Rounders is the worst because it's got John Malkovich is doing this Russian accent where he's like, I am Russian. I talk like this. And he's like, his tell is that he takes an Oreo and he eats it whenever he's got a good hand or some shit like that. I'm like,
that's fucking stupid.
That's the worst tell ever. Like everyone could go like, that's your tell. Like they just point to it and just say it to him while he's doing it. But that's like, I fucking hate that movie. I don't know. But that's why I feel like this. Let's write a movie about an unsanctioned Magic tournament. Like a guy who gets banned from Magic tournaments and goes into
the underground Magic scene.
Yeah. Where they actually, oh no, here's the thing. He's told that it's an underground Magic scene and he goes there with his Magic deck and he's ready to play. But they're playing with real Magic. Like with
their actual wizards.
They're actual wizards.
They've all got wizard hats. With fucking moons and stars.
Magic missile.
He's like, I've got three mana. What do I do?
See? Writes itself.
Yeah. The other guy. This guy
okay,
is...
Okay, this is the other big news.
This is Trevor, or Taylor, I don't remember his fucking name.
Scumbag. Oh, he's already a douchebag for the name of Trevor.
Yeah. He posted this. This is great in response to his four-year ban. Entire collection for sale on a four-year sabbatical. I guess I'm just as bad as all the nasty criminals of the world. Yeah, the rapists, murderers, felons, etc. I'm so bad I forgot I was the only one who knew how to sin. All you underground dojo keyboard Cage Fighters 1. Yeah, I messed up. I gave into temptation. I am human. I didn't threaten your personal life, your woman's, or let's play the game of how do we publicly punish Trevor. A four-year sentence.
Trevor.
It's a freaking card game. Yeah, all the media fire. You guys really got your justice. Fucking clowns.
What'd he do?
This guy, his response is, first of all, his response is insane. Like, I think it's literally insane.
I think it's hysterical.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny, but it's also insane.
But what did he do?
He was stacking his deck.
Oh, okay.
He was stacking his opponent's decks. He was very good. They had to slow it down. They had to slow the footage down to catch the cheat. That's how good he was.
That's it. They need to start doing these Magic tournaments in like fucking casinos where you have the pit boss come over and like, excuse me, sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have a cooler sit at the table. Fucking William H. Macy sits at the Magic
like,
table, cools it down.
It was pretty impressive. Like, watching that guy, I was like, that's pretty impressive. Like, he's a skilled cheater. Like, it's fucking good.
There's cheaters in every game. And look at me. I cheated every game I play.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm an awful human being.
I know you cheat.
Dwayne is going to be listening to this.
You're fucking cheating in Candyland.
Daddy, that you only said four spaces.
No, I said five.
But the dice says five. The dice says four. You don't know how to count yet.
Yeah, no. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4. You tip the dice. 5.
God damn it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mommy, daddy's cheating again.
So, you know, it, like that response is absolutely nutso.
Yeah.
Cause he basically is like, yeah, he said like, yes, I cheated. Fuck you. I still don't deserve to be banned. That's what his statement was. It's like, I stole money from people. Fuck you. I am a cheater. Why am I banned?
When I hear about like,
rapists, what?
When I hear about someone getting banned from a game like that, like a 4-year, but when I hear a 4-year ban, I think of, like fucking Hackers, the movie, where he's like, you are banned from the internet forever.
But you can't ban me because I'm acid burn.
Exactly. Like this guy, as I say, like these guys are going to go into like underground fucking magic tournaments.
There's some bans till 2099.
Who got banned till 2099?
There's a bunch of them, actually. Most of the extreme bans are for like violence.
Oh, well, I know some people have gotten banned from for stealing shit. At tournaments.
And actually, there was a bit of a shit show.
What about the guy who took the pictures with the ass crack?
He got banned for 2 years. And there was another dude who was cheating in a tournament who got banned for 18 months. And people are like, how the fuck does that make any sense?
I don't know.
Ass crack dude got banned.
But you're a huge fan of ass crack dude.
It's fucking hilarious. Like, you know what? Bullshit. Anyone who says that he's shaming those people is fucking bullshit. Because if you go to a magic tournament right now, if there's a magic tournament going on, there's fucking ass cracks everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a thing. That's part of the magic tournament. Like, if you don't expect it, I don't get it. I don't get why they came down on him so hard, other than the fact that people were butthurt.
Social justice warriors.
Like, people are just like, butts. And it's like, that's a fucking magic tournament. If you go to any of them, there's just ass cracks everywhere. Him doing the funny poses, like,
that just adds to
that's why it was good. Like, I didn't, yeah. Like, he wasn't like, look at these dickheads, and just, like, taking pictures of ass cracks. He was posing, doing, like, the rapper posing, doing hard style. Plus, like, he's a fat dude. Like, you know, he probably knows the score.
Yeah.
He just probably wears pants that don't show off his ass crack.
Or he does, and he just can't take a picture of his own ass crack.
Or he does, he just doesn't fucking care.
That would be amazing if he does, like, a Photoshop of his own ass crack, and then he Photoshops himself next to his own ass crack. That's what he needs to do. So
the one of him and his buddy at the store were pretty awesome, where they didn't have shirts on, and they were just covered in magic cards. That was awesome.
All right, moving on from this. Couple of new things that came out. You know, we've talked about in the past about Kickstarter's not fulfilling their you know, I think, but it is important for us to talk about the Kickstarters that do fulfill that we've I guess supported. I got one in the mail this week. I have yet to play it, so I'm kind of excited.
Oh, it's Tiny Epic Kingdoms.
It's Tiny Epic Kingdoms.
Look at this wee little box.
It is. It's wee. It's got everything in there. All the stretch goals came in there. Everything's really nice. Little, like, the meeples are very wee.
Tiny little meeples.
Tiny little meeples. You got all the. It's actually a really nice set. You know, I think I spent like $30 on it. That's just in the box. Steve is like trying to grab at the box. Like, it's supposed to move.
Yeah.
From what I see, the rules are pretty decent. It's very much like Puerto Rico. It reminds me a lot
of
Puerto Rico, the gameplay style.
So do you just play on one single map?
No.
Or do you mix them together?
You mix them together.
Okay.
Yeah. You lay them out, and it's all about, you know, resource management and, you know, different ways of winning.
Can you kill the other players?
I don't think you technically
can. Fuck this game!
Fuck this game. Yeah, but it's. I think it's a decent game. And for the price, it's worth it. I might be playing it tonight. I might not play it with the Beal because it takes him a long time to get it because of his inferior stereo equipment.
Damn.
I know.
You're just going nonstop.
I am with his inferior stereo equipment. He might have to turn it up a little bit so he can actually hear what I'm saying.
Oh man. You know what's sweet? The PS4 has a sharing function.
Yeah.
So you can push a button and just stream your gameplay.
Yeah.
So when the fighting games start finally coming out for PlayStation 4, I'm gonna be able to stream all the matches that Pat and I have.
Nice.
And then everyone's gonna be able to see it.
Pat, you're playing with fire right now. You don't deal with Game Classy like this. No way, sir. But yeah, no, I was.
I'll put it up. I'll, anytime I stream, I'll put it up on Game Classy, and everyone can watch me just throttle Pat.
But the guy who did Tiny Epic Kingdoms, he's got another Kickstarter coming out called Tiny Epic Galaxies.
It's a sci-fi version.
I think it's just going to be a sci-fi port of the game, but I don't know for sure.
I mean, that sounds cool because space is definitely way superior to fantasy.
To fantasy. So if it's for the same price, I'd give it a check. I'd check it out. Who's the guy who did this? Gamelyn Games, Gamelyn. Scott Almes is the guy who did it.
It's got a gold Board Game Geek logo on it.
It got a Golden Geek of 2013.
The Golden Geek.
Oh, my God, the Golden Geek. Did we win a Golden Geek Award? I think we did.
Yes, we
for
did.
For most flatulence on a
we
podcast.
Definitely won, we've definitely won the Golden Geek Award every year for best gaming podcast.
Yes. No, the Gaming Den beat us last time.
That didn't happen.
I know. They're awful. I have never listened to them. I don't know. I'm just saying. Right.
Yeah, I don't really listen to podcasts.
And also,
people who listen to podcasts are weird.
Drinking Quest. The Trilogy Editions
full color
just got shipped, so it's on my way. It'll probably be next week sometime. Looking forward to going and drinking and playing that game. I'm gonna
yeah,
go
dog.
To some local microbreweries and be all hipster about it.
Ooh,
yeah. I'm gonna go drink some fancy beers and play some Drinking Quest.
Yeah, I liked it. It was fun. It does not get you shit-faced, though.
That's what I don't want to get shit-faced.
Yeah, it does not.
I'm 33 years old. I don't need to get shit-faced anymore.
Sure you do.
I mean, I don't...
Everyone needs it sometimes.
Oh, need it pretty well. I like... my thing is what I want is I want to achieve peak consciousness and during drunkenness.
Mm.
You know, so like, I want to be able to communicate, and I want to be able to discuss things that interest me while being drunk at the same time.
Well, in that case, anything should be of interest to you.
Well, I mean, like last night, I was at a bar and we were discussing Back to the Future for like at length. Like we talked about Back to the Future for 3 hours.
That sounds awful.
It's great. I love Back to the Future.
We're going. We don't need wheels. You're my density.
I am Darth Vader from the planet Vulcan.
Yeah, those movies okay. I don't know why people really love it so much.
You know what? The reason why I love it so much is because the writing in it, it's so tight. The writing from the first one to the third one, when you watch it, like, okay, so went over to summer when I'm not working, when I'm teacher summer break, there are like once every 2 weeks, I don't sleep. For 48 hours, I'm up because I've gotten so much sleep that I just don't need it. And usually around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, Encore starts playing the Back to the Future trilogy. So I watch it from like 1 till like when my wife wakes up at like 9, I've watched the entire trilogy of Back to the Future. So I'm like, Diana, you have to understand that in 1955, there were 4 DeLoreans. There was the original one. There was the one from 19, from, you know, the Back to the Future Part 2. There was one that Biff traveled back to time with. And there was the one from 1885 in the cave at the same time. She goes, I don't care.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
I know, but I get all into it.
That's such a weird thing to get into.
I just really love those movies. And I understand that some people just don't get it, but I just think they're fucking fantastic.
I mean, they're all passable films. It's just
and
like...
the writing in it is so tight.
Whatever, butthead.
Why don't you make like a tree and get the hell out of here? It's like a tree in life.
I bet you like the Back to the Future cartoon show too.
All right. So enough about Back to the Future. I'll leave that for my BTTF PC, my Back to the Future podcast. It's all about my Back to the Future fan fiction. Or as ooh. I like to call it, BTTFFFF.
Is it slash fiction?
Yes, of course. Marty goes back in time and has sex with his ancestors.
Nice. Himself?
No, well, mostly his female ancestors.
Why not himself?
And it turns out, like Futurama, he is his own great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Why can't he go back in time and have sex with himself?
Well, he could.
He should.
You can't cross the timelines.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just saying. could be cataclysmic. All right, so what am I... I got a couple other things I wanted to talk about. I'm good.
Your balls are really slapping my taint, Marty.
Doc, you made a sex toy out of a DeLorean?
This DeLorean's powered by sexual energy.
You gotta fuck the business.
Where we're going, we don't need dicks.
It said, Doc, you replaced the Mr. Fusion with a fleshlight? Yes, this thing runs off semen. It's semen, Marty. It runs off semen. See, the reason you don't get it is because you just don't think fourth dimensionally, Steve. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I was just picturing Michael J. Fox like twitching and trying to hump a car.
Oh, man. Okay, so just some other stuff that's coming out. Malifaux is now finally going away from the shitty card terrain that they've had out for
Malifaux.
And a company's making plastic terrain for it. Mm. Still a little flat, but it looks way better than the card shit. Mm. I've never been into card terrain for games. I just don't like it. It just always looks kind of cheap. Like, I could just print it off on my computer myself.
Yeah, I mean, it works for, like, in the like in a box board game.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, I like the only type of card terrain I like is when we had nothing better. So, like, back in the 90s when we had, like
the Necromunda stuff?
The Necromunda stuff, yeah. That shit was great. But that's because that's all we had. Now we actually have, like, really nice plastic terrain.
Options.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the Malifaux is finally doing that.
Also, I prefer card terrain for role-playing.
Yeah, I get kind of... No, well, it depends.
I 100% prefer it for role-playing, and here's why. It takes too long to set up... Like the really fancy, nice role-playing stuff, it looks really good, but it takes so fucking long to set up, and your players are going to blitz through that shit. And you're never going to use it again.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so like the card terrain just makes sense because it's fast. People are like, oh, do the encounter, you know, and like you can set up a battlefield very quickly because it allows you to be to respond. Because like as a DM, a lot of times you have to just be able to ad hoc shit because, you know, if you weren't ready for your players to attack that caravan they were supposed to defend, fuck you. you better get that battle done. So
my. In my own D&D game, I know Tim Lyson has all of the dungeon terrain, the one that they did for the Kickstarter.
The Dwarven Forge?
Dwarven Forge, thank you.
It looks awesome.
Yeah. What I want him to do is set up the entire thing for the campaign, and then I want my group to go, we choose not to enter the cave, and then just walk away.
Yeah. Those terrain features, they work really well for events or specific, like if I'm going to do... Like, Joe, get Pat and a couple other dudes, and we're going to do Temple of Elemental Evil.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we're doing. There's not going to be a deviation from the storyline, because we are going through the module Temple of Elemental Evil. And I have the whole thing set up, so you have no choice. Like, you're going through it, because that's the fucking adventure.
Yeah. Well, no, I completely agree with you on that. But what I do like is I like in mini gaming and war gaming, I like having the nice plastic or resin terrain.
Yeah, it makes sense for mini games.
And now if this company that's doing, I think it's Plasticraft is doing it, if they do it for the Malifaux and it looks really nice, and if it's not too expensive, I would definitely buy it just for either generic fantasy or some of the stuff for maybe like historical stuff or whatever I'm planning on doing, even some sci-fi stuff. But I'm interested in seeing what the prices are on it.
Drop Zone Commander.
It's a little big for Drop Zone Commander. Actually, now the paper...
Drop Zone, I think, is 10 millimeter.
Now, the paper stuff for Drop Zone that they put out is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's super nice.
Like, I could go for the paper craft on that all the way, 100%. It's just with 28, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah,
but with the little 10 millimeter stuff,
it's okay.
I love
that 10 millimeter scale, man.
I do, too. It's just no one plays it.
I know. It's so fucking frustrating. It's so fucking frustrating.
Well,
you know, it's like that's the thing that I think is weird is like nobody plays the games that you could play on like tables that you actually own.
Yeah.
You know, like this table would be perfect for a 10 millimeter game. Perfect. Like this table is plenty big enough to have lots of play in a smaller game. But for 28 mil, the table's fucking useless.
Actually, something I wanted to talk about. I got to see the Robotech sprues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The nightmare-inducing Robotech sprues.
They are just as bad as they looked in the picture. I looked at it, and I'm like, there is... And I looked at, like, you... So, like, at, like, one of the pledge levels, you got, like, 30 of these. And I'm just like...
That's nuts.
There is no way in fucking hell I would do that. I mean, I like that, and, like, I could see doing that for maybe, like, 5. But, like, doing it, like, even 15, I'd just be like, fuck.
Well, the thing that's super insane about that is apparently you build them, and they are built one way.
I could kind of see them maybe going a couple different ways.
Yeah, I don't know. If they have that many pieces, those things better be the most like articulated fucking models
not,
in the history.
They're
of
not
ever,
very articulated,
which is ridiculous.
They're articulated around the waist and the elbow joints. Shoulder joints. The elbows and the knees don't look like they're that.
Yeah, I don't know. Whoever designed those sprues is a fucking mean person.
He's a sadist. Okay.
He's just getting a boner. He's like, let's add more pieces. Yes.
Okay, I got two more little bits.
Yeah.
My penis
your
a little bit.
Your little bits.
My little bits.
That's funny. Genitals.
It's like a fetal pig underneath an acorn.
Gross.
The what was I talking? Oh, we talked about last week. I mentioned that Battlefront was dropping its prices. They're the company that does Flames of War, and we always make fun of Flames of War. And I always had a problem.
More like Flames of Bore.
The exact thing Steve sent to me on my text when I mentioned this to him.
Yep.
But you know, I'm not a big Flames of War fan. I think it's kind of expensive for what it is. Once again, 15 mil. But the books were always ridiculously expensive. Those like rule books, when you needed like two or three of them, were like 50 bones a pop, or 60 bones a pop. Now they're actually, they've gone down in price, and because I guess Battlefront got a new publishing deal, because they're working with Gale Force 9, or they own Gale Force 9, and they do a lot of the printing. So whatever company is doing it now, like all of their book prices have dropped, which is kind of cool, I guess, if you like Flames of War or you're looking to get into it.
It's nice.
It's whatever.
Nobody's looking to get into it. Everyone who's going to play Flames of War is already playing it.
And then they will all die off soon.
This game is actually really boring.
Either from heart disease or falling off their scooters. I kid. I play the 40K version of Flames of War, so I can't talk too much.
Butt action.
But.
Flames of Boar and butt action.
Yeah. There you go.
No problem. I'm here all day.
Yes. And finally, the last bit I want to talk about, and I've been wanting to talk about this like on the last three podcasts. It's just I always forget about it. So I wrote myself a note today. Tabletop audio.
Is it your unrequited attraction to me?
Yes.
I knew
I think we talk about that quite a bit. Hmm. No, Tabletop Audio. It's a website. Fucking phenomenal. I've been using their stuff for doing like...
Ta-ta. For short, if you will.
Oh, ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
They do background ambient music for role-playing. They have about 35 to 40 different audio tracks on there. Maybe a little bit less. Maybe 30 to 35. But they're all like hour long. You know, like a good chunk of like a half hour long of audio background stuff. Like, you know, inside of a cave or on a busy street, you know, a London street, on the ocean, stuff like that. Really cool for setting the
raining.
Mood. Raining. Really, well, not just raining.
Why don't they just have raining?
Because you could go to anywhere and get ambient raining music. Actually, there's a really cool rain generator that I play with sometimes.
But I don't want to hear like the dude in the background of my rain track going like, hey, oh, why, oh, why, oh,
why, 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 why. Yeah, maybe
turn innocent.
Play some Tubular Bells too. Maybe the disco version of the X-Files theme or whatever it is, the techno version.
Nice. night on Disco Mountain. Oh, that's funny. The fuck was that? It kind of sounded like Tron for a second. No,
well, it's the techno version of the X-Files soundtrack.
And I was not picking that up at all.
Do, 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 do.
Twin Peaks is coming back.
Yeah, on Showtime.
I'm going to watch the shit out of that.
Get some pie and some damn fine cup of coffee.
I'm going to watch the shit out of that.
But yeah, Tabletop Audio, I really do support that. I think he does some great work and some great mixes. It's free.
Ooh, free.
Yeah.
That's good.
So you just go there.
Everyone,
and
get your ass on Tata. It's free.
And you could download their shit. And it's like really good background ambient music. Sometimes at my work, like I share an office with a couple different people. I'm the boss of the office. So it's like I got the biggest desk and I got like these walls and everything around
there.
And
they have to listen to your shitty tabletop audio.
Well, no. But that's the thing is like sometimes I have to listen to their shitty inane comments that they go back and forth with. Or they have
Do you have a slide whistle? Like do you just have a soundboard? Just a fucking soundboard. So when they say something, you can just be like, womp, 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 womp.
It's actually the Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard from like 2002 that everybody got really into for a while.
It's good.
Yeah. No, but so what I do is I sometimes
Detective John Kimball. I'm a cop, you idiot.
So sometimes I just put headphones on and just like to tune the fuck out. I like if I don't have anything specific I want to listen to or I'm kind of concentrate, I just put on Tabletop Audio to hear some background ambient noise that drowns out all the inane conversation. Mm, yeah. Mm. But they do have some really, really good ones. They have Starship Engine, and it's like the Starship Engine hum you hear in the background. Nice. My favorite is still the Out to Sea one, because it's like you hear like the ding, 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 ding.
The buoys and stuff. That's good stuff.
It's not quite as bad. That would be the game board. That'd be the game classy tabletop audio.
Dude, we should do that.
Yeah.
What we'll do is instead of making it like the ambient sounds of the adventure, we'll make it the ambient sounds of a table. You know, for role playing. So you'll hear like, I need some Doritos. And you have dice rolling like I'm sorry, but you're going to take the 27 points of damage.
But I have damage resistance!
This ability ignores the damage resistance.
And he was like, this is bullshit!
Then you hear, like, in the background, it's like,
William, are your friends here? They left their muddy shoes in the fucking living room.
I'm like, sorry, Ma. Who's got the muddy shoes, guys?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Mom. I got friends over. Pay for the pizza, Mom. I'll get you back.
Yeah, it'd be good. Just like you could hear. And then that's the RPG
one.
Hear
like the, you hear the people going.
Oh, up and down the stairs. And there's you can have that's the RPG one. You can have the tabletop game one where you're like the Monopoly one. Be like, fuck this game.
Monopoly one, 5 minutes into it. You guys want to do anything else but this? Yeah.
Good old Monopoly.
Fuck Monopoly. Did you see the new Monopoly that they got? It's like all brand name Monopoly. I'm like, this is the worst piece of shit ever.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like board game. It's like a brand name, and I don't.
You
even
could
know.
Buy like Beats by Dre.
Yeah, bullshit
it's
like that.
It's fucking stupid.
And there's also
just play the regular Monopoly.
There's the new Scrabble one too. That's got the
Scrabble Monopoly.
No, there's a Scrabble.
Oh, that has hashtag.
It has like words like hashtag
blessed
and LOL,
lol.
And like it's got an electronic counter because if you're too dumb to add up three numbers, it's like, oh, let's see, 6 + 7 + 4 + 3. I can't do this.
I wouldn't be able to because I don't know how to play Scrabble, so I don't know what I would add up. I'd just be like 17 points.
You know what? I have to give it to myself. I was pretty drunk last night at the bar, but I was able to accurately describe the Die Hard with a Vengeance 3-gallon, 5-gallon bucket to someone. The problem from Die Hard with a Vengeance, remember that?
Mm.
We have to get exactly 4 gallons. And I was drunk, and it took me like 3 minutes. I'm like, everybody shut up. I got to do this in my head first. And I'm like sitting there like in my mind palace, like fucking Sherlock, trying to figure out this problem. And then I was like, here's how it goes. And I like accurately described it, and I'm like, and I'm drunk. Well, that's what, like, the entire, but there was only like 6 or 7 people there, and they're all intently listening to our, me and Kevin were having this argument back and forth. And then I was like, and then people, how much does that leave us in the 5-gallon bucket? And they're like, 4 gallons. I'm like, there you fucking go. Can out. Yeah. But aside from that,
regular Monopoly's fine.
It's bullshit boring. The only classic board game I like is Clue. That's the only one I like, even though Clue's fucking rules are fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
If you take the board out of Clue, it actually becomes a pretty fun game.
That and the fact you can't kill anybody with the knife you fucking have. Like, that, I'm clearly the murderer. I want to kill somebody.
I want to kill somebody. No, that's, I mean, all honesty, take the board out of Clue and just have it be a guessing game where you go around in a circle. It becomes much easier to do. Because it's a way quicker game and it's a lot more fun.
That's called Werewolf.
Yeah, essentially. But
they've done that. It's called Werewolf.
But you don't have to play Werewolf. You don't have to be that dick.
Damn.
You just
smack talking the giant circle of Werewolf players at the Gen Con. They're always there. Fucking start a Gen Con. There's the big ass circle of people that never moves. It's just like, it's day 3. Why are you all still sitting in that circle?
We haven't found the werewolf yet.
I assume people just like get up and leave. Like, and they come back. There's just like a, it just, the circle must not be broken.
The circle must not be broken.
Yeah. And just like, as soon as someone gets up, someone replaces them. Just like.
Yeah, that's about it. All I got for this week's podcast. So go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at
Game Classy.
Yes, at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page. You know, we tend to talk about stuff with people there. That's if you the best place to get in contact with us to talk about anything that you want is the Facebook page. You could also email me at Joe
or Twitter. Oh, I'll tweet back. I'll tweet back at you.
Yeah. But I mean, it's Facebook. We're pretty good about conversing with people on Facebook.
I always tweet people back. Yeah. Like
I might miss
you on Facebook. I will never miss you on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. That's the end.
And then you could if you want to email me directly, you could always email me at joe@planetarbitrary.com. You could also subscribe to our Reddit which is our game classy.
You have a Reddit?
We do have a Reddit.
That's stupid.
There's some people who are actually on there. It's like,
what? There's people on there?
I'm starting to build it. It's like, it's just a matter of me like making a habit of getting on there and putting stuff on there. I got to be more disciplined in what I do on that one. But it's kind of fun. It's an easy place for me to
post
stuff.
How many upvotes do you think a picture of my anus would get on there?
Oh, at least a trillion.
Yes.
Especially put it on our Girls Gone Wild or whatever.
I'll text you a picture of my anus.
Please do not. Please do not.
Well, you won't know what it is. It'll be an extreme close-up.
Yes.
It'll be like, that's an anus. Also, my anus.
To help out the podcast, the best way to do that is subscribe and comment on iTunes. Seriously, it's going to put us up in the rankings. It'll help us out. Comment on Tabletop Gaming News on their new site.
Are we on that Stitcher thing?
We are on Stitcher.
Also, you still can't see the comments on the Planet Arbitrary page.
We fixed that today.
Okay.
Yes. I talked to Anthony about it because I was like, A, you have to play Five Nights at Freddy's, and B, fix the comments on the Facebook and on the Planet Arbitrary page.
All right.
But yes, the best way to get us, you know, higher up there is go to iTunes, help us out. We still have yet to beat the Michigan Poker Hour. For some odd reason, they're always in front of us.
Bill and Saul
with the Michigan Poker Hour. Fuck them. And also the Webkinz podcast is always perpetually high in the rankings.
That's still a thing?
I don't know. I do not know how iTunes works with that stuff. Am I missing anything? Stitcher Radio, you know, we're on Stitcher. Yay. Listen to Pat's Retro Video Game Review podcast with inferior audio.
Man, I'm going to take a big shit. I'm excited about it.
Doesn't
Pat have your dildo thing to record things with?
No, he uses a big sound mixing board.
Mm.
Yeah. It's still inferior to my little dildo thing. Steve sounded like he just shit his pants.
That little like...
Yeah.
I love it.
So aside from that, Steve, until next time...
I've got a good DM tip for you. It's called the DM stack.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is before there's any action in your game, you want to print out, make a little form for multiple encounters that has enemies, hit points, abilities on a single sheet of paper, and then write where it can be used. So like forest, town, mountain, etc. And then you put those in a little folder or in a little book, and you bring those with you when you're running a game. And when the players completely ignore your super sweet setup to go to the evil haunted church and fight the spooky ghosts, and they're like, fuck that, we're gonna go to the hills and beat up ogres, you're like, okay, here's the hill encounters, and you just like immediately like whip those out, so there's no downtime. People aren't just wandering around with nothing to do, because they also might be really dumb and miss all of your little breadcrumbs you're trying to get them to go to the evil haunted church. So have things ready.
That was the longest ending we've done in a long time.
It was a DM tip.
Yeah, DM tip. You know what? I'm gonna give you my DM tip.
Nope.
Game classy.